dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no, you big dummy.
You dummy.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Happy Friday. It is Friday here on 720 WGN. I am Nick DiGilio, your overnight dude, here from 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. every weekday morning. And we've got our regular features here. Coming up at 5 o'clock, Steve Grzanich has the opening bell, and the great Steve Cochran with his gang at 6 for your Friday morning. Right now, though, it's time to continue our Friday features. This one we call You Big Dummy. This is where we take real news stories of real dumb people doing real dumb stuff. We read them, and then we vote on who the biggest dummy is. Tom will vote, I will vote, and then first person through at 312-981-7200, after I give you the recap, will be our third vote. And then we crown the dummy of the week. That's how it works. Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy number one. During a traffic stop early Sunday, Jacqueline Hubbard did not hesitate to answer when a Florida cop... Florida. When a Florida cop asked if she, quote, had any drugs on her person. The 59-year-old Hubbard, who was in the front passenger seat, was not wearing a seatbelt, reportedly told a patrolman that she was in possession of crack cocaine that was stored in what she called her felony purse. The purse, which was around Hubbard's neck, contained two crack rocks, a small baggie of cocaine, two glass crack pipes, according to arrest affidavits. The contents of the felony purse resulted in Hubbard's bust on two criminal charges, possession of drug paraphernalia, a misdemeanor, and possession of controlled substance, a felony. So she was locked up in lieu of county jail in lieu of a $2,150 bond. Court filings do not indicate whether her felony purse or just its contents were seized as evidence.
What kind of life do you think it is being the father of a young dummy? And for every dummy, there's a dummy.
Dummy number two. Dummy number two. Dummy two. A person had to be rescued from the Mississippi River after attempting to float to Kentucky on a log. A person in the river near the Crescent Bridge was reported to authorities on Monday afternoon, September 23rd, according to the Rock Island Fire Department. This is Rock Island, Illinois, by the way. The Crescent Bridge is located just west of the Centennial Bridge. At 1:30 p.m., the fire department launched their rescue boat and quickly found him floating down the river, clutching on a large log. That said, from a post from the department's Facebook page, he was headed towards a barge and was pulled from the river. After being safely pulled to the rescue boat, the person told crews that he got into the water on his own accord, hoping to relocate to Kentucky. Fire crews dropped him off on shore and said he was strongly encouraged to make other transportation arrangements, according to the department.
One dummy ain't enough in this house. You got to bring home super dummy. But if you and Rollo going to be in the movie, I got the perfect name for it. Super Dummies.
Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Three. A police officer who arrested 2 6-year-old students at a Florida elementary school last week has been fired. Orlando Police Chief Orlando Rowland. Oh, the Orlando Police Chief's name is Orlando. The police chief of Orlando, Florida's first name is Orlando.
I wonder how he landed the job.
That's amazing. Orlando Police Chief Orlando Rowland announced Officer Dennis Turner's termination Monday afternoon. He says he reminded other officers of department policy that prohibits arrests of children under 12 without a manager's approval. State Attorney Aramis Alaya, head prosecutor of Orange and Osceola counties, said earlier Monday she was dismissing misdemeanor battery charges against both children. Officials didn't say what prompted the arrests. The girl's grandmother, Marilyn Kirtland, told local media that the girl wasn't sleeping well because of the medical condition and kicked a staff member at Lucius and Emma Nixon Academy. She says that a school rescue, a resource officer, handcuffed the girl and took her to the juvenile detention center. 6 years old.
There's something for you right here. Want it. Dummy. Won't be long before we'll hear the pitter-patter of tiny dummies around the house.
Dummy number four, dummy number four, dummy four. A man caught driving with more than 1,000 marijuana plants in his vehicle told police that they were quote-unquote peppermint, according to reports. Spanish police arrested the unnamed 34-year-old on Sunday in the capital of Madrid after pulling the man over for a traffic offense. During an inspection of the van, police officers seized €600, which is about $660, in cash, also finding a contract for the purchase of a boat and a navigation license. Police say they stopped the van during a routine patrol of the area when they spotted the driver performing, quote, an irregular maneuver. After officers had asked the man for documentation, they noticed several suspicious packages under some sheets in the seat next to him. Police then asked about these packages, and the driver became visibly nervous, responding that they were simply plastic boxes. However, when officers opened the boxes, they found numerous marijuana plants. They also discovered many more in the trunk of the van. After being found out, the man claimed to the officers that the plants were actually peppermint. He was not able to explain where he had obtained €600 in cash and the purpose of the boat contract. In total, police found, 1,130 plants in the van.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period. Dummy.
Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Dummy number five. A married couple is being charged after a bizarre incident in Gros Tete involving a deaf dog and a camel's genitalia being bitten. It was initially believed that the woman bit the camel in its private area while trying to rescue her dog, but now the woman's story isn't quite adding up. New surveillance video and a police report are shedding some light on the situation. Deputies in the parish sheriff's office responded to the tiger truck stop in Gros Tete on Wednesday, September 18th, on a medical call. The responding deputy spoke with Edmund, 73, and Gloria, 68, Lancaster. Edmund claimed he and his wife were visiting the camel with their small dog when the camel reached under the barbed-wired fence and snatched the dog, bit him, and tossed him, forcing his wife to crawl under the fence to rescue the dog. Edmund claimed that once Gloria was in the camel's pen, the camel bit his wife and their dog, then sat on his wife and tried to push the camel off her. Edmund goes on to say that Gloria bit the camel's genitalia in a desperate attempt to get the camel off of her, and that the camel also bit her left elbow. He claims Gloria suffered abdominal injuries as well as injuries to her neck, shoulder, and right arm and head as a result of the camel sitting on her. In the report, the couple claims the camel was the aggressor and they did nothing wrong. However, witness statements collected by the sheriff's office contradict several points in the couple's story. Both witnesses report to deputies that Edmund told them the deaf dog rang into the pen and couldn't hear the couple calling for it. What is happening here? What is this story? Edmund further reportedly told witnesses the camel was trying to stomp on the dog as he climbed under the fence to retrieve the dog and his wife. The witnesses say Edmund's elbow was injured while he was climbing under the fence, and he was not, in fact, bitten by the camel. Witnesses also reported that Edmund told them that he and his wife had been throwing dog treats into the camel's pen when the dog ran under the fence, and this directly contradicts the couple's claim that the dog was snatched by the camel. One witness reported to deputies that Gloria claimed her ribs and collarbone were broken after being sat on by the camel, but afterwards she asked for a cigarette and seemed to smoke it with no problem. This is insane.
Did she get the cigarette from the camel?
Oh. Yeah, it probably was a camel filter. Another witness reported to deputies that Gloria told the camel ripped some fur off of the dog's back, but that fur was actually missing prior to the dog running under the fence. According to the report from the sheriff's office, a deputy found several dog bone treats inside the camel's pen, which was consistent with witness statements. Deputies also watched surveillance footage from the truck stop and saw the Lancasters approach the camel and toss dog treats into the pen. The unleashed dog can be seen running into the pen, and then the Lancasters follow. The report states that in the video, Edmund can be seen pushing the camel in an attempt to shoo it away from the deaf dog as it roamed around underfoot. At some point during the encounter, the camel sits on Gloria and she bites him in the testicles in an attempt to get away. I can't believe this. An employee eventually comes outside to try to help to get the camel away from Gloria. She and the dog are then able to get out of the pen, climbing under the fence once again. The sheriff's office report notes that there is a sign posted on a pole at the camel's pen advising visitors not to cross into the restricted fence line.
La-dee-dee, they la-dee-dum, is dummy. Yes, Donna and me. And the dummy makes three.
All right, we're going to break here. I'll do some weather, and when we come back, I'll give you a recap of the dummies, and then you will, first person through it, 312-981-7200, will be our third vote. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the WGN Skyline studio, 18 stories above beautiful downtown Chicago, here till 5 a.m. And we're doing all of our regular features, which we've been doing for years. We have so much fun doing these on Friday mornings. This is You Big Dummy. I'm going to give you a recap of the dummies of the week, and then we're going to vote. So 312-981-7200, first person through will be our deciding vote. 312-981-7200. Here's the recap. We have the dummy who told the cops the contents of her felony purse. We have the dummy who planned on floating all the way to Kentucky on a log. We have the dummy cop who was fired for arresting six-year-olds. We got the dummy who was busted with marijuana plants and told the cops that they were peppermint. And we have the dummy couple involved in a camel biting incident with a lot more details than that, including a deaf dog and dog biscuits and lies and video and witnesses. Okay, so those are the dummies we have to choose from. And so let's find out. Tom, where are you? What are you thinking here?
Well, it's a strong week, as always, but... I'm going to give runner-up to the log guy.
Yeah.
Because that's, you know, a bold move.
He was trying to relocate to Kentucky.
That's the pioneer spirit, though.
Yeah.
Get on a log, go down the Mississippi.
Go down to Mississippi, and I'm going to end up in Kentucky.
That's how my pappy did it.
Yeah.
But it's the lady and the camel. Because not only did she get in there, but she lied about how it all went down
to
the cops and everything.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It is one of the craziest stories I've ever read on this segment. And I've been doing this segment for many, many years. And it's one of the seriously, the details of that story just kept getting weirder and weirder and weirder. I love the fact that she referred to it. I got to say, the first dummy, that she referred to it as her quote-unquote felony purse.
Yeah, don't tell me you don't have one. Everybody's got a felony purse.
And of course, we've mentioned the guy who's going to float all the way to Kentucky on a log. That's pretty spectacular. And a cop arresting a couple of six-year-olds. I guess the dummy thought that peppermint doesn't smell, but it smells like marijuana, and they kind of look similar, I guess. No, that's not marijuana. It's peppermint. Why does it smell like marijuana? Why doesn't it smell like peppermint?
It's marijuana smelling peppermint.
Maybe he had a peppermint. Maybe he had a peppermint flavored air freshener hanging from his rearview mirror, and he thought that would be enough. But I'm going with you. This idiot, this dummy couple, and their deaf dog. I mean, the details of this stuff. The deaf dog. It's at a truck stop. They have a camel at a truck stop. I mean, all of the details about this are absolutely insane. She bites the genitalia of a camel. This is one of the seriously. As I kept writing the story, I'm like, I've been doing this segment for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
One of the craziest stories I've ever read in this segment. So I got to go with them. And let's see if it's going to be unanimous. Here's John. John, who are you voting for?
Good morning, guys.
Yeah.
I agree 100%. It's got to be the lady that bites the camel's genitals.
Yeah. Okay. All right, John. Thank you. Have a great morning, buddy.
You too, guys.
All
great
right, see
show.
You later. Thank you. It's all about, man, getting a laugh going on a Friday morning. That is really one of the craziest stories I've ever
read. It's bonkers.
I read, and it's by far the dummy of the week, by far.
All right.
Let's move on to this. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context. Context, context.
What's up? Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, 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 context. All right. Yeah. So this is a segment that we do in order to make sure that you listen to the radio station all the time. And we do that by having you listen 24/7. And whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds a little dirty and it makes you giggle like a 9-year-old, you jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. We can get started before the break, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's do it.
All right. First up, we have got Mr. Steve Cochran, morning show host with the most, caught by Brian J. here.
It's like a muscle. You have to keep working it.
At a remote.
And he did that at a remote, too.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Of course, the queen of Straight Out of Context, Miss Wendy Snyder.
Mm.
She's coming in here, caught by Scott in Carpentersville.
See, I like to leave a buffer between the person coming out and the person coming in.
What are they talking about?
Talking about revolving doors.
Oh,
revolving doors.
Yeah, they can be tricky.
Always leave a buffer.
Absolutely. Okay.
All right. One of the newest members of the morning show, G, is caught here. I think she showed up almost every single week. Bless her. And she's caught by Brian.
It's pretty thick,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, it is. My listeners have really dirty minds. All right.
All right. Next up, again, Wendy Snyder. Second time on the list this week. Caught by John.
You could cut that back to 12 inches if you wanted.
All right. I don't want to go that small.
Oh, come on.
Talking with a horticulturist.
Oh, God.
Learn to trim your plants.
Oh, man. Your peppermint plants.
Yeah. Definitely peppermint.
It's peppermint.
If the cops ask.
It's peppermint.
Yeah.
It's in my felony purse. All right.
All right. Let's get another one in here. This is from Tim. Here's Brian Noonan.
We're going to pull that out.
Short, sweet, and to the point.
Exactly. Okay. One more here?
Yeah. Let's get another one in here. This one's coming to us from, let's see here. This is coming to us from Jesse. This is a great one. Here is the fantastic Roger Badish.
You can take it. It hurts, but you can take it.
Oh, my God. Roger. Roger.
The facts of life, I guess.
Yeah. All right. There's Roger Badish contributing to Straight Out of Context. And we will continue with Straight Out of Context, and then we'll do Nick D's Show Spies, and then we'll get Fly. So we got some funky stuff and some R&B to kick off your weekend on Fly Jams Friday. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Let's break here for the news. You better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context. Context, context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, 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 context. I got to turn my mic on. I've only been doing this for like almost 35 years. I should be able to know how to do that. Hey, we're back. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And coming up at 5 o'clock, Steve Grzanich will kick off your morning with the opening bell. And the morning drive will start at 6 o'clock with the great Steve Cochran and his gang. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. In a few minutes, we're going to get funky, so get your requests coming in a little bit later on. We'll play them, and it's Fly Jams Friday, where we start your weekend off on a funky note. Right now, though, it's Straight Out of Context. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7. Whenever anybody says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds a little dirty and it makes you giggle, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, Tom, let us continue.
All right, let's pick it back up here. It's football season, so it wouldn't be Straight Out of Context without Hampo B and Kaz here. And they were caught by Fox Valley Mike.
You got to let everything that you have out.
The conviction.
Oh, OB. by the way, that is quality radio. You need to listen to that show before every Bears game and after every Bears game. It's fantastic.
It's worth every
minute. It is such great radio. Okay.
All right, next up, this is coming to us from Jim in Oak Lawn. Here's Roger Badish again.
I'm leaving all the rough stuff up to Mom.
What is happening with Roger?
I don't know.
What is going on?
Him and Bubala, they get up to no good.
God.
They get up to no good.
You can't leave those guys alone for 5 minutes. All right.
All right, next up, this one's coming to us from Calypso. Here's John Williams.
Oh, do you play the organ, do you?
That's good. That's good.
I like that.
All right.
All right. You thought you were out of the woods?
Oh,
wrong.
Man.
Dead wrong. Here's Mark with Catching Mr. Nick DiGilio.
Lawyers are doing everything they can to get these guys off.
Oh, man. Those are good lawyers.
Yeah.
Useful lawyers.
What was I talking about?
When we were talking about our favorite legal dramas and legal movies, you were talking about, oh, my gosh, I can't even remember the movie now. Okay. A guy that was really upset that criminals were getting off on technicalities.
Oh, Star Chamber.
That's it, Star Chamber.
Yeah, good movie.
Great movie.
Good movie. All right.
All right, here we go. This is Steve Cochran again making an appearance, caught by Brian.
All right, Dave, hit him with a hard one.
You got to get him. Get him.
I love the fact that he was ordering Dave to do that. That's pretty funny. That's pretty good. Okay.
All right, John Williams here again, caught by Celine.
You've been so kind letting me promote my little thing.
Oh, man. It's kind of sad that he has to promote it. Okay.
All right. This one's this one is an inside job. This is coming to us from Adam Phillips.
Adam.
He listens all the time.
I know.
And naturally, he caught this from the Northwestern football game. Here's Ted Albrecht.
You've got to make sure if you're going to pull it out, you know you're going to pull it out.
Nice catch, Adam. Nice job, Adam. Yeah, Adam, because Adam does all the Northwestern games. Adam's the engineer for all the Northwestern games, travels with them, does the whole thing. So he's going to be our ears for those Northwestern games. That's great. That was a great one. Thank you, Adam. Appreciate it, buddy. Okay.
And then finally, just a little treat. When I was pulling that audio for Ted, caught something that you're going to enjoy. Here's Dave Ennett.
But he's going to go down.
Okay, there you go. So, as you know, Tom, it's always my favorite when Dave and Orion are my two favorite when they show up on Straight Out of Context. So, all right. There it is. We'll do it again next week. Keep your ears peeled and always listen to this radio station. Here we go.
Ooh, what do you do? No one else can dance like you. So, what's all of us? There ain't nobody
spies.
Like
hey.
Someone took your plans away. So, what's all of us? There ain't nobody
spies.
Like us.
There it is. We do this every week, and it's Nick D Show Spies. Here's what it is. You listen to this radio station, as you always should, 24/7. Whenever anybody mentions me, we want to know about it. You become a spy, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. What do we got, Tom?
All right, just one quick spy here this week. This is Wendy Snyder, caught by Lee talking about you.
Jen DeSalvo was not really a Friends fan, nor was Jasmine. I saw Nick DiGilio with all his hatred of Friends on his Facebook page. He's not
a
fan.
He hates Friends.
Yeah. He's like, really? They're doing a special?
Wow.
Yeah. I get to watch it without audio here in the studio every morning because it's on at like 3:30. So I get to watch it every and it seems to me like, and they also on channel on WGN TV, they also show Mom,
yeah,
which is that show with Allison Janney and Anna Faris, and it seems to me like they only have the access to about 7 shows because they always seems to be the same episode every time I look at the TV, every time I look at the monitor. So yeah, not a fan of Friends. So I like Seinfeld.
Seinfeld's great.
That's a 80 a 90 show. So all right. Hey, do you want to play? You want to play the intro to the fly jams? Here we go.
When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam, fly jam, fly jams Friday.
Oh yeah, this is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio. With my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
There it is. Get your requests. We got some requests already. They're Luscious Hushes.
Oh, yeah, Luscious Hushes, baby.
There he is, Luscious Hushes. Luscious Hushes is here. I'm Wiki Wiki Nicky. Viggity Viggity Vic, verified double V, running around like a lunatic in the newsroom every time we start Fly Jams Friday. We like to start off your weekend on a funky note, play some R&B, play some rhythm blues, that's the same thing, play some funky music. Yeah,
all the genres.
All the genres, R&B and rhythm and blues. It's like in the Blues Brothers. We got both kinds of music here, country and western. What's the name of the country bar that they play at?
God.
Bob's Country, in the Blues Brothers.
Oh, I wish I could remember.
Country Bunker?
Something like
that. Is it like Bob's Country Bunker? You know, it's people who have memorized the Blues Brothers, you know, if you're from this.
It is Bob's Country Bunker.
It's amazing that I don't like that movie and I know everything about it. I've seen it a bunch of times, but I'm not a fan. I love the music. I love the music. And a lot of that music is fly.
Very fly.
So, all right, what do we got for our first request there, Luscious Hushes?
All right, our first request comes to us from Paul in Maryland. It's the Isley Brothers, This Old Heart of Mine. You gotta love it.
Amazing, the progression of the Isley Brothers, their career and their sound, how it evolved. You know what I mean? So, and they were great.
Yeah,
the Isley Brothers are great. And you know, again, just to reemphasize, earlier this week, Paul McCartney was on with Stephen Colbert, and if you get a chance to look that up online, you should. You should watch that interview because it's really great, and it's almost an hour long. A great interview. One of the best Colbert, and I think Colbert is one of the best interviews, you know, in the world, but that was a really special interview. But anyway, people forget Beatles didn't write Twist and Shout.
Mm-hmm.
Isley Brothers did. So, all right, let's do another one before we break for the rainy forecast.
Absolutely. This one's coming to us from Dino. It's Morris Day in the Time with 777-9311.
Cause you're so fine.
Deep cut right there.
Gotta love it.
Deep cut, man. So, yeah. All right. There it is. That's Morris Day in the time. Morris Day is a very small man. I dwarfed him. That's how small he is. When I bumped into him in the hallway over in the Tribune, we were over at the Tribune building years ago. I almost knocked him over. And if I could almost knock him, because I'm 5'8", I weigh a buck. Well, I mean, I have a gut. I have a 50-year-old body, but it's still not a big one. And I almost, well, I wasn't in my 50s at that time. I was probably in my early 40s when I nearly knocked him down. But you gotta love Morris Day in the time. You gotta. Fantastic. Okay, we got the weather here. We're going to break, and then we'll come back, and we got more funky stuff. 312-981-7200, Luscious Hushes. We'll continue spinning the discs. I don't know if you know this or not, but we set up two turntables just specifically for this one segment, and then we take them down immediately at 5.
I've also got a library of 500 records.
Yeah, he brings in a bunch of milk crates full of records.
And I magically have every single record that everybody requests.
He lugs them all in just for the segment, which is usually maybe 20 minutes long, 15 minutes long. You should see him getting up the 18th floor on every Friday morning before we get on the air. Just preparing for this segment. Oh, man. But it's okay. He's got a felony bag. So he's fine. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Skyline studio here till 5 a.m. All the regular Friday features are continuing, and it's Fly Jams Friday. Luscious Hushes, who requested that?
That's coming to us from the 773. It's the Ohio Players with Skin Tight.
You gotta love Ohio Players. You also have to love all of their album covers.
Oh, boy.
All of their album covers, fantastic. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Coming up at 5 o'clock, it's Steve Grzanich with the opening bell. Also coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Hey, before we jump back into, I want to quickly ask Mary something. Is Mary, are you around? There's Mary. Let me talk to Mary for a second.
Hello.
Hi, Mary. How
Good
are
morning.
You?
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Same to you. Yeah. Have a great weekend.
Yeah.
Hey, here's a question. I do not watch Dancing with the Stars. How is this season going?
Oh,
because the Spicy is on there.
Sean Spicer. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is he still on?
Oh, yes. Yeah, they've only had one person was booted off so far.
Okay.
So that was Mary Wilson.
Okay.
From the Supremes.
Wow.
Yeah, which was bad because, you know, she's the oldest one in the show. She's 75,
yeah,
I believe.
Yeah, she's got to be,
but
right?
I thought she did an awesome job, and they should have got rid of, what's the basketball player?
Oh,
what's his name?
I don't know.
The one that was married to the Kardashian. Hold on, I have to get my list.
Okay. Well, I was just asking Mary, you know, because Mary watches. Let's play a fly jam while Mary's getting her list. Mary, hang on a second. We'll get
Lamar Odom. Sorry,
Lamar Odom. Okay.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Hang on a second, Mary. Hang on. Let's play another fly jam, and then we get back to some more. We'll mix this up. We'll do some fly jams and
gotcha. Get back to Dancing with the Stars.
Because you dance during fly jams, so I think it would be appropriate. Okay,
absolutely.
Here we go.
All right, this is Taste of Honey coming to us from Mike in Louisville.
Great song. Nice job. Nice request. You know, we don't use the word boogie that much anymore.
Or oogie oogie.
Yeah. I love that everybody here has to boogie. She's making some rules, man. Everybody here has to boogie. Hey, speaking of boogie, they boogie on Dancing with the Stars, you see?
That was really
You see
good.
How I said yeah. That's why I got a plaque in the sidewalk. That's really exactly good. Why. Mary, what do you think? Actually, hold on. So you keep a list of everybody?
Well, I kind of do because I forget everybody's names because they're such B and C listers now.
Right, right.
I can't remember who's who.
Yeah.
And, you know, they keep bringing in the new pros and different pros, so it's very confusing. But, yeah, Lamar Odom has been just terrible. I mean, you know, I don't know, but he must have a big
fan base
because he's with PETA Murgatroyd, which she's awesome. So
well,
a lot
heavens
of people
too.
Do like PETA. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
See what I did there?
Yeah. That's really good.
So who do you think is the best so far?
Well, I hate to say it, but that Bachelorette, Hannah Brown, she was just on The Bachelorette.
Okay.
She got dumped on that one. So she's really good. And James Vanderbeek.
No.
Yes.
James Vanderbeek's on there?
Yes.
Now that's a star. Right there, that's a star.
You know, he's probably almost the best known on here now, except for Christie Brinkley, who broke her arm, so she's out.
What?
Yeah, she broke her arm during practice.
Oh, that's terrible.
And so, yeah, it was terrible. But now she's got her daughter, Sailor Brinkley Cook, in there.
Now, is that Billy Joel's kid?
No.
No, this was after they...
Yes.
Okay.
The Cook guy, whoever she was. I forgot his first name. But, so this is Sailor. It's not Alexa. Alexa, was
no,
that
Alexa,
her name?
Yeah, Alexa, Joel. That's Billy Joel's daughter.
Yes,
yeah. Careful
yes.
with that name.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah. Now you just woke everybody
Alexis?
Up. Every single buddy, everybody who's got one of those things now
Darn,
is like.
I'm so sorry. Go back to sleep. Oh, 10 more minutes.
That's hilarious.
10 more minutes.
All right, so you're going to keep packing. Maybe we'll do an update during Fly Jams Friday every week, Mayor.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Okay.
Because Cochran sometimes forgets because he doesn't like
okay.
the show. So, yeah.
I mean, I'm a reality fan. Look, I watch The Masked Singer, and I'm going to watch it every week. Have you ever watched The Masked Singer?
No.
Oh,
I really should.
It's so stupid. It's
I know,
so great.
That's what I hear.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll do this again. Thanks, Mayor.
Yeah, keep an update on Kate Flannery from The Office.
Yeah, oh,
she's
yeah.
actually much improved.
She is.
She's looking good.
Oh,
she's
I love
very
her.
Funny
she's great.
Too. Hilarious.
She's great. Okay. All right. Thanks, Mayor.
Okay, sure.
All right. By the way, B minus for Judy, for the Judy Garland.
Okay.
B plus for the Abominable.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a good. Thank you, Dean.
That's what I'm seeing over the weekend, too.
All
thank
right,
you,
Dean.
Dean.
Thanks, Dean.
All right. Let's get funky.
All right, let's get back to it. Jimmy wants to hear a little Stylistics. Here's a Rock and Roll Baby. If I can actually.
What's
make
going
it
on, Luscious?
Play,
Luscious.
Ho!
Your turntables breakdown? Song. Stylistics have such a great sound, such a unique, like really good sound. By the way, did you know I was because Dino's doing his weekend, you know, what's happening this weekend on TV, WGN TV, our sister station.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that Eric Andre is playing the Chicago Theater?
Yeah, he's doing it again.
Come on now.
I saw him last time.
How did I miss that?
I don't know. I saw him last time. He came out on stage naked.
Of course he did.
That guy can't keep his clothes.
No, of course he was naked. What does he do? What is his act?
Oh God,
is it stand up?
Kind of.
I bet it's hard to describe because it's Eric
like,
Andre. He's nuts.
Performance art.
Yeah,
broadly speaking.
You know what? I understand completely. I just think that guy can sell out the Chicago Theater.
Oh, 100%.
Wow.
He's got I mean, people my age. I mean, I remember when the Eric Andre show started on Adult Swim. It was me and all my buddies hanging out.
See, this makes me feel so immature because when Eric Andre's show debuted, I was probably what? I'm 54 now. So are we saying 50?
Probably around
okay.
then, yeah.
I was about 50 years old when that show debuted. And I thought it was the funniest thing. I thought it was the funniest thing ever. So I feel like I'm 9.
Great comedy knows no age.
I gotcha. All right.
Honestly.
I guess we got time for one more.
All right, last one here coming to us from our old pal Ike. It's Sybil, Don't Make Me Over.
That's like that's the first time I've heard that song in years.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Years.
No, it's awesome.
So,
Very good.
Well, thanks everybody for the requests. We'll do it all again next week with our regular features, Straight Outta Context, Nick D Show, Spies, You Big Dummy, Vic's Picks, and Fly Jams Friday. And we'll be back Monday with all the movie reviews, and my dad will tell a joke, as he does every Monday morning.